So settling in your body, arriving in the here and the now, connecting with your breath, breathing in, knowing you're breathing in, and breathing out, knowing you're breathing out. Again, if you already have your hand on your heart or any other soothing place, as a reminder that we're bringing not just awareness, but loving, kind awareness, affectionate awareness to ourselves as the experiencer and to this meditation. Breathing in, connecting with our breath, maybe in the form of the air that comes through our nostril, or wherever you feel your breaths most vividly. It could be the fall and rise of your chest or your abdomen. Or maybe in the feeling of the movement in your body. Letting the breath flow in and out. Like the movement of the sea. Focusing on how the in-breath nourishes our body. And the out-breath relaxes our body. Checking in, our shoulders, are they tight or are we in a bracing position? And letting that go as we breathe out. Connecting to our body, to the place we're sitting or lying down or standing. Not so much thinking about it, but feeling the weight of our body on the mat or chair. Or if you're standing, the floor. Coming home to our body. And again, being gentle with ourselves. If at any time we discover that our attention has wandered into thoughts, maybe even labeling thinking or rumination or planning, gently, softly, as we would towards a loved one and a dear friend, bringing our attention back to this breath, to this moment. The only moment as our life unfolds, moment to moment. Connecting with the rhythm of our breathing. Now, imagining yourself in a place that is safe and comfortable. As comfortable as you can be. The place can be an imagined one or any room you wish, maybe a room with a fireplace Oh, a peaceful beach with the sun streaming and perhaps a cool breeze. Or maybe in a forest glade or in nature or even this imaginary place that could be like floating on the clouds. Or in the stars, hanging in space. Anywhere that would make you feel reasonably peaceful and safe. Bringing that place vividly into your mind's eyes. Settling yourself. Enjoying the place, picturing yourself in that place. A place that brings you a smile to your face. Place you can rest and let go, feel safe, feeling connected and peaceful. Enjoying the place. Visualizing warmth and light, or perhaps being in a cocoon. Bringing that smile to our face as we settle and let ourselves be rocked by our breathing and internally caressed by the breathing, allowing ourselves to enjoy the place. As we do so, soon enough, you will receive a visitor, a warm and compassionate presence, the form of a compassionate friend who embodies the qualities of wisdom, strength, and unconditional love. This being may be a spiritual figure, could be a wise, compassionate teacher, or a person from your past, like a grandparent. And they may have no particular form. Perhaps this sentient being is more like light or a warm presence that bring an ah into our heart. that is familiar to us, that still bring the peace and joy when we are in the presence of this person. And your compassionate friend cares deeply about you and would like you to be happy, content, and free from unnecessary struggles. Allowing yourself to form an image of being that comes to mind. If you have several, please select just one. So as this person, sentient being or light approaches, you have a choice to either go out of your safe place and meet your compassionate friend, or invite them in. So please take this opportunity to decide what you would like to do. So placing yourself in just the right position in relation to your compassionate friend or sentient being or image. You may wish to leave some respectful distance, or you may be very close. Whatever feels right for you in this moment. Again, imagining your compassionate friend in as much detail as possible. Then allowing yourself to feel what it's like to be in the presence of this compassionate friend or being. Nothing else to do. Just enjoying the feeling and the experience of this moment of meeting your compassionate friend. It may even bring a larger smile to your face and checking in. Or some warmth in your heart. Your compassionate friend is wise and all-knowing. And understand exactly where you are in your life journey. And your friend might want to tell you something. Something that is just right for you to hear in this moment. So taking your time and listen deeply and carefully what your compassionate friend or being might want to say to you. If no words come, that's okay too. You can simply enjoy the good company and their presence. That in itself is a blessing. Now, maybe you would like to say something to your compassionate friend. Remembering your friend listens deeply and completely understands you. If you'd like to say anything to your compassionate friend now. And your friend may also like to leave you with a gift, a material object. And this object might simply appear in your hands. Or if you wish, you can put out your hands and receive it. Something that has special meaning to you. And if something appears, what is it? and taking your time to enjoy your compassionate friend's presence. And as you continue to enjoy their good company, allowing yourself to realize that your friend is actually a part of yourself. All the warmth, compassionate feelings, images, and words that you are experiencing flow from your inner wisdom and compassion. And finally, when you're ready, allowing the images to gradually dissipate in your mind's eyes, remembering that compassion and wisdom, that unconditional love are always with you, especially when you need it the most. And you can call on your compassionate friend anytime you wish. So gradually settling back into your body, still allowing yourself to savor what just happened. And perhaps reflecting on the words you have heard or the object you have been given. Finally, letting go of the meditation, allowing yourself to feel whatever you're feeling. If only for a moment. Allowing yourself to be exactly as you are. And when you're ready, gently, ever so gently, opening your eyes, stretching if you need to, and opening your arms to the universe if you wish, and bringing yourself back into a self-hug, holding yourself. And coming back to this community.